I'm Alexia Ridley with Athens News Matters, a show dedicated to local news, current events, and community outreach efforts. Today, my guests are from the Georgia Forestry Commission and the newly created Office of Sustainability for Athens-Clarke County. We discuss Tree City USA, urban and community forestry, and the need for a sustainability office in the community. Those topics and more next on Athens News Matters. Hello, I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. My guests today are Seth Hawkins, community forester and certified arborist, and Andrew Saunders, Athens Clarke's new sustainability officer. So that was a little bit of a mouthful, but yeah. I did manage to get that out. So first of all, I want each of you to tell me a little bit about what you do.
I'm Seth Hawkins. I'm a community forester for the Georgia Forestry Commission. I went to forestry school here at the Warnell School of Forestry at UGA, and was kind of going through school there and fell into an internship or two, actually one with Athens-Clarke County back when I was in college, and really just got me into urban forestry. So.
Right. And Andrew, tell me a little bit about
Andrew Saunders. I am the sustainability officer for Athens-Clarke County, and I've worked for the county for about 10 years. I started out as their community forester, became their environmental coordinator, and now I've moved into this position. I, too, have a background in forestry and wildlife, and basically I'm interested in anything natural resources and all of the little mini pieces that make a city function.
Okay, we'll go into some of those mini pieces, of course, later in the show. But first, let me ask you, Andrew, why the need for an Office of Sustainability in Athens-Clarke County?
I think it really speaks to some of the challenges we face, that they're not necessarily siloed into an individual function or one particular entity. And so my role is to work across our departments, but also across the community with our stakeholders, and try to find out-of-the-box solutions to some of our problems. Very early on, we're going to be doing quite a bit of work with energy conservation and renewable energy. Also have a partner in my office who's working on land stewardship and ecological planning.
Okay, so I know there's a lot to do. Athens doesn't have a whole lot of land mass, but we definitely need our urban forestry. And I'm going to toss to you, Seth, because I know people think urban forestry and they have a certain idea, wouldn't you say, when they hear that?
Yeah, there's a pretty common misconception that urban forestry is like downtown Atlanta Olympic Park or, you know, downtown Savannah or something like that. But so I like to use the term community forestry instead because it kind of helps get away from that misconception. But, I mean, your trees in your backyard are your community forest. The trees out in the parking lot where you go to work, that's your community forest. So.
Yeah, it's everywhere. You know, it's not, you know, people might think, oh, it's just our downtown area, but it's in the whole community, as you said.
Right. So as a community forester, I work in cities as big as Atlanta and Savannah, but also, you know, all the way down to Little Maxie's outside in Oglethorpe County. So that's community forestry.
So you do a lot of traveling.
Quite a bit.
Tell me a little bit about your sustainable community forestry program. So kind of a long title, a lot of titles here.
Very popular with government.
Right.
So SCFP is the community forestry program within Georgia Forestry Commission. You know, a lot of folks, when they hear GFC, they think, you know, timber management, burn plans, that kind of thing. And that is a big chunk of what we do. But we have a small staff within GFC that is the Sustainable Community Forestry Program. And we have three field foresters, like myself, and then we have a program manager, and then our urban forestry coordinator is kind of our liaison to the feds and all. Right. In other states.
If I were to just add to that, programs from the Georgia Forestry Commission related to that actually are the reason why Athens has a community forestry program at all. Well over 20 years ago, we received technical expertise and a little bit of seed money from the state, and that really snowballed eventually into one of the premier programs for the state.
And yeah, so ours is one of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell me why.
Well, first of all, we have the highest documented canopy cover of any mid to large size city in the United States.
And break that down for us.
61% canopy cover, which is incredibly high. Our goal is 45%, and we're always happy to exceed a goal. And there's a lot of moving pieces on that. It's land use. It is the ordinance enforced during development. It's decades worth of tree planting programs and stewardship of public properties. And ultimately, the biggest burden is borne by citizens that care, people that go out and plant that tree in their yard and then invest the time and the money it takes to take care of it.
So we have that. What are some of the benefits? I know it should be obvious. I mean, who doesn't like a tree? And I think there's some recent Japanese research that shows how trees just kind of calm you down and make, it's beneficial to us. Why are trees in our community so beneficial? And I have both of you kind of discuss that. Not just
trees. Well, everybody likes to talk about how they are in the control of clean air and clean water, but in this case, we actually are. So there's a direct correlation to how trees capture and process stormwater that helps to prevent some of that urban pollution from entering our waterways. But really, what I'm interested in are those associated benefits. So there's this really fascinating study that was conducted in Athens related to street trees in the downtown setting. And what they found is that people who shopped in a downtown setting with trees stayed longer, spent more money, were willing to pay more for parking. And so there's an economic benefit associated with those trees that shouldn't be ignored.
I was going to say, that's not necessarily an obvious thing I would think of associated with trees, though it certainly makes everything more pleasant.
That's exactly right.
So economics, I know you have something, Seth, that you can add.
I mean, trees do a lot for us. You know, like Andrew was saying, the economic benefits, definitely the stormwater and water quality benefits we get from them. You know, my favorite thing, because I run hot, I'm always the sweaty guy, I love shade. Shade trees are awesome. That's my favorite part of trees.
They really take that temperature down several
degrees,
right?
So there's the shade, and then obviously what comes with that is, you know, lots of energy savings. You know, trees do a huge load of work cooling off a building or a parking lot or anything like that. Beyond energy savings, there's socioeconomic research, like Andrew was talking about. There's also research out of the University of Washington, saying that people that can see a tree out their hospital window have faster recovery times.
Wow.
And children that can simply see a tree out the window of their classroom have, you know, less behavioral problems and issues at school and things like that. So there's definitely something to that, to the overall just benefit trees give us, things we can't really measure as well.
Well, you know, getting out of a hospital faster, that's important to that patient. Yeah. I didn't realize some of those benefits that we have. It's great to know that. So your health gets better, water quality, obviously. And I know, Andrew, you were even mentioning there's reduced crime due to trees?
Yeah, and I will be the first to always say that correlation and causation are different things. I love that hospital study because they actually then flipped patients and they found the results replicated. So it wasn't just some randomness. But what we do find is that in parks and streets and neighborhoods that have more trees and mature trees, there are lower incidents of violent crime and lower incidents of property crime. I think what our industry is really going to be interested in over time is it a coincidence that crime-free or reduced crime communities have trees, or do trees help to modify that behavior? I suspect it's a little bit of both.
Well, we need studies on that.
Yeah.
That's an unexpected benefit. And having a sustainability office, there are not that many in the state of Georgia.
That's
You're
right.
One of just four.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about, did you look at other, did well, I know you didn't create the office, but did our government look at those offices and say, oh, that's a great thing to bring to Athens, or how did it come about, actually?
It's a little bit of evolution over time, really. So across the Southeast, there's well over 100 sustainability offices within local governments, and those are governments that serve 10,000 people up to several million. The ones in Georgia that are most known, of course, would be the UGA campus office, and then City of Atlanta, City of Savannah, and Decatur has some programming as well. For us, it was an evolution over time. So as the environmental coordinator, when that position was created, it was kind of half environmental watchdog and a half we can do better. And so over time, I'm proud to report that our staff and our community has become much better with the environment. And so the watchdog thing kind of fell away as a need. It wasn't quite as intensive, and it became more embedded in our culture. And so with new city county management, with some of the elected officials we have, it seemed like it was just a really good time to see if we added fuel to this spark, if we could really catch fire.
And we don't want trees catching fire. Just, you know. Okay, tell me, Seth, a little bit about Tree City USA, making the shade.
Yeah, so those are just a few programs that the Community Forestry Program works with within GFC. Tree City USA and Tree Campus USA are it's a national recognition program through the Arbor Day Foundation. We have about 140 tree cities in Georgia, and we have 19 tree campuses. Athens and UGA both are Tree City and Tree Campus, respectively.
And if you're a Tree City or a Tree Campus, you want
Trees? So Tree City, it's pretty straightforward. There's four pretty clear standards to it, and it involves having a tree ordinance, having a volunteer community tree board, having an Arbor Day celebration and proclamation, and then having documentation that the city is spending $2 per capita on tree-related activities throughout the year. And that's either, you know, removals, planting, leaf and limb pickup, things like that.
So real specific criteria in order to meet those. And what about Making the Shade, program?
Yeah, Making the Shade is a grant program that we work through public elementary schools. We're hoping to maybe put another project for a school here in Athens together this winter. I think we've done two or three in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a grant program just to plant shade trees on elementary school playgrounds. If anybody's seen an elementary playground, it's you know, like the Sahara, and it's hot. We've done some studies and looking, and a plastic slide in August without any shade will be 165 degrees.
Wow.
So it's just an initiative to try to get trees planted on the playgrounds and strategically planted to shade the playground equipment and, you know, make a better environment for the kids.
Yeah, you know, that's so necessary. I do see those playgrounds, and they may have great gear, but not a speck of shade. Of course, they don't have those old school metal slides anymore that people used to apparently take their skin off.
I saw one last week. It was like a unicorn.
So there are a lot of programs that you actually work with, because you have to get out in the community and help people develop their resources, that sort of thing.
Mainly I work with municipalities, city and county governments, just basically being backup for their community forestry programs. And we help them with things like developing a tree ordinance, forming their tree board, things like that. And then also as far as for private residences, we have an Ask the Arborist website. And that's kind of how we answer questions through to do private, you know, residential cases. But mainly we work with municipalities, just trying to, you know, get them pointed in the right direction.
So if Andrew needed some help, which he used to do what you do, so he's kind of got that covered. But for people in those kind of positions, you would help them out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, my office is in Athens, and I live in Athens. But Athens does such a great job. They don't call upon me as often as I would like, just because they don't really need our help as much as some of the other smaller communities around the state. So
that's some good news.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, for sure, we're always here for communities whenever they need us. Just you can look on our website, gatrees.org, and you can find all our contact info.
And, Andrew, your office is new to Athens. You're obviously not new to Athens, but what would you want the community to know about your office, the resources available?
Well, first and foremost, we are always available. If you have questions, if you have ideas, if you're willing to partner on something, we'd love to talk. Second, and almost equally important, we will not solve all of your problems, but we're willing to chip away at them one at a time. And really, we're looking forward to just trying new things and enhancing so many things that our staff have done fantastically well. Athens is an incredible place. We get this fresh talent pool every year, and I was once that optimistic person that would do anything, and I love meeting them again because I see that spark. Seth actually happens to be one of those people. But we are so blessed to have the nonprofits and the stakeholders and our staff that are just willing to be the folks that take the risk, that pioneer the new project. Making the Shade actually was started with a pilot project in Athens. We're working on a project now I'm pretty excited about, where we're documenting how much of the forest that's available in the 1938 aerials, which is the oldest aerial photo data set we have in Athens, how much of that is still present today? And literally, we're just taking pictures through time and then correlating that to a spot on the ground. And by doing that, we will know where our oldest and some of our most ecologically most valuable forest is. And then we can start to talk to those property owners and help them. Some people just may not know that they have this incredible, rare resource that benefits all of us.
You mentioned making the shade. What are some of the past projects like that that you are happy about?
Back when there was a granting program for trees, we got a lot of money to work on tree inventories and promotional materials. Athens has been a testing ground for really a lot of things, stormwater and tree related. And some of them are great, and some of them we've been able to say, yeah, that might work somewhere, but it doesn't work in the southeast. We once did a trial run with the Forest Service where we were able to take trees that cost about 1/100th of what the standard tree from a nursery cost, grow it in a special environment at our office, and then plant them out with greater survival rates. And so that was a way to be more economically efficient for our citizens. One thing that we're looking to do with our sustainability office is, from a staff standpoint, I know what it's like to be hindered by resources. We try to be good stewards of those tax dollars, but at the end of the day, they're limited. We are going to have an internal granting program. So if we have somebody over in solid waste or somebody in extension or wherever that has a good idea, they have that spark and they just need that little bit to get over the hump, then we're going to be able to come in and help provide those resources and, if needed, technical expertise as well.
And Seth, do you have any past projects or even current projects that you think are particularly successful, that you're particularly happy with?
Since I've been with GFC, I've done several of the Making the Shade projects, actually, and that's probably my favorite thing I get to do, because not only do you get the trees in the playground, but you get pictures from the teachers and stuff down the road, and you see the kids out watering the tree and learning about the trees and all that good stuff and enjoying that some of the trees I've planted are starting to finally show some shade, finally do their, and so that's been nice.
It just takes a little bit of time. It's a tree.
Yeah, yeah.
My poor daughter is probably tired of hearing me say, "Daddy planted that tree." But it is a really satisfying part of the job.
Yes, I can imagine.
I really enjoy going into new towns that maybe, have a great, great resource of a community forest in their town, and maybe they're not managing it to the maximum potential to get the most they could out of it, most, recreation, enjoyment, and ecosystem services out of it. I really enjoy going into those new towns and kind of just helping open their eyes that we're there and telling them what resources are there and just kind of helping them move along.
So. Well, tell me a little bit about some of those resources that are available, both like, say, in urban areas and rural areas.
Yeah, so the Forestry Commission can help people with timber management plans and forest stewardship plans, prescribed burning plans, things like that. Commission also contracts to do a lot of, wildland fire control, things like that. As far as in community settings and non-rural settings, we're always there to help people either form a tree ordinance or help them, revamp their tree ordinance. It should be a living document that moves forward. We're always there just with, technical expertise. We really enjoy getting to do a lot of training, trying to get staff from municipalities trained up to be certified arborists. So we work hard for that, too.
Right. I know that you say there's an Ask the Arborist segment on your website. So if I have a question, is that where I go?
Yeah. You go on our website, gatrees.org, and there's an Ask the Arborist link. And you go on there and you send the question, and it will go to all of our field foresters in our program. So that way we can all kind of chime in together and make sure we don't miss something. Somebody might, see a bug or a disease that maybe we hadn't seen in our part of the state yet. And so they'll kind of let me know. And then we get back to you with an answer. You can send pictures and all that good stuff. So.
And we chatted a bit when we first met about the difference in the variety of trees in this area is really incredible. And I'm from Savannah, so we have those beautiful oaks, but there just seems to be such a variety here in this area. Is that true? Is there a bigger variety in North Georgia than, say, near the coast?
Yeah, the Piedmont region of the United States, which includes North Georgia, has some of the highest tree species diversity in the nation. From our perspective, it was great because when we were learning tree ID, we could go put our hands on the tree. Mm-hmm. If you're out west or up in the northeast, you learn by pictures, and it's kind of a different ballgame.
Yeah, so what is it about this area that allows for that sort of diversity? Is that a simple question, or is that too complicated?
It's climate, growing season, water availability. I consider the Piedmont, and geologists will hate me for this, but I consider it kind of a blending between the lower coastal plain, which is a pretty unique habitat, and then the mountain ranges, which are certainly their own standalone. So we kind of are just this melting pot of diversity.
Yeah, that sounds like Athens, though, doesn't it?
Right.
Andrew, tell me a little bit about some of the list of projects you and your staff are kind of responsible for.
Oh, well, that's Uh-oh. What we're getting our head wrapped around it. So my first priority is to complete our community-wide sustainability plan. And this will be, if you're familiar with Envision Athens, we kind of consider it a parallel supporting document. Basically, we're trying to set long-term goals that relate to sustainability and really looking very long-term, 2050, allowing us to be fairly aggressive in our visioning. And then identifying short-term actions that could be taken. So far, our staff have put nearly 1,500 hours into that, and we're just getting to the point that we're going to go talk to the real movers and shakers in town, which would be our stakeholders, the nonprofits and the university and others. So that's a huge component. My partner in the office is going to be helping to start to create these stewardship plans for property that the county owns. We actually would be the second largest landholder in Athens behind the university. And we probably, I haven't done all the math, I would suspect we own more forest land than anybody. And so some of those properties are just these incredible ecological gems, but we haven't maybe given them the attention they need. And so if we invest a little bit of energy and resources there, we can really improve the ecological health. And then we are working on a whole slew of energy programs. Right now, I have one solar site that's going to be installed this week, most likely. Construction will begin. We'll be helping the library with their solar installation that they have that's grant funded. And then we're doing some really fascinating things with energy. Our staff literally just stumbled into a project by doing the right thing that has a 5-year return on investment for our taxpayers. So now I'm looking at how do we ramp that up? Because it's not all that often we get to talk about a return on investment.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And everybody likes to hear that. Return on investment is good no matter how you slice it.
Yeah.
And Seth, I wanted to ask you, we touched on your Ask the Arborist that you have that segment on your website. Why would you need an arborist? Why would it be important to hire one?
Right. So it's, you know, I consider it of utmost importance when people are doing, you know, having tree work done in their backyard or when cities are having tree work done to hire an arborist. Certified, ISA certified arborist, you know, we have experience in the field. We take a whole course and class and get, you know, we're proud of our credentials. Don't ever feel weird about asking people, are they a certified arborist? We're proud to brag on ourselves. But arborists are just trained in, you know, disease identification and just tree, you know, tree treatment and tree preservation overall. You know, some people will be really quick to remove a tree when there are some options that you can at least prolong the life of the tree and buy it some time. So it's really important if you have any desire to save a tree that might be looking kind of sick or something, to hire an arborist. If the tree's already dead, or if you know you want the tree gone, you know, having a tree service that's just licensed and insured, you know, that suffices for that. But if you have any inkling that you want to save a tree, definitely recommend hiring an arborist.
Yeah, well, most people would want to keep a tree if they could, but sometimes you got to let it go.
Yeah.
And we'd have to ask one of you.
And, you know, and part of good community forestry management is sometimes having to mitigate risk and manage risk and take out trees that, you know, just because a tree has a big full green foliage, it doesn't always mean that it's a completely healthy or sound tree.
So.
Yeah, sometimes it looks great, you know, and someone says, no, it's not as great as it looks. Oh, no. How sad. Are there any goals that you want to reach or any improvements that you can think of that you'd like to see?
You know, I'd love to see every city in Georgia be a Tree City USA and having a community forestry program and budget and having a municipal arborist and forester on staff. You know, that's why I feel like when maybe we have, completed our mission, we got a long way to go for all that. But I'd love to see every community at least have a municipal arborist on retainer, on contract. I think that, you know, that from the ground up could help more than anything else we could do as far as managing Georgia's community forest as a whole.
And Andrew, I know your office is new, but any goals that you have? Or maybe it's too early to see improvements, but anything
pick
that
your
you're
topic. the draft sustainability plan has 65 long-term goals across 11 chapters.
Okay.
Those relating to economic growth and prosperity, food systems, energy, transportation. Whole, my goal is for us to do better and for me to leave a place to my kid that was at least as good as it was given to me, if not better. So any way that I can move that needle, we'll do it.
Good goal.
Yeah.
Good goal. And Seth, let me ask you this. What if I just have some basic yard concerns? You know, everybody has some basic concerns. Most people have trees on their property. What advice do you have for them for just maintaining what they have?
Yeah, so there's definitely some simple things that, you know, almost anyone can do in their backyard to take care of their trees. The most simple, I think, and most overlooked aspect of tree care is proper mulching techniques. Having proper mulch beds around a tree it really helps the tree out a lot. And it provides a nice look to the yard. It looks, you know, it keeps the roots protected, keeps the soil temperature nice and moderated, helps conserve water.
So there is a real purpose.
Yeah. Mulch does more than just, be traditionally, look nice. But it provides a lot. It provides organic matter to the trees. It's a great thing to do. This summer, luckily we've had a lot of rain, but usually proper watering is a huge thing that's overlooked or, done incorrectly. Because too much water can be as detrimental to a tree as not enough water. So, learning how to properly water your trees, keep them mulched, and, doing any pruning you can do, especially when a tree's young. It's always best to prune a tree when it's small and when it's young. It's a lot easier. The tree's more vigorous when it's young. It seals the wound better, and it just sets you up for better structure down the road. The larger diameter of the limb you have to prune, the more expensive and the more dangerous and difficult it is. So.
All right, get in early.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's going to be it for this edition of Athens News Matters. I want to thank my guests, Seth Hawkins with the Georgia Forestry Commission and Andrew Saunders with the Athens Office of Sustainability. To hear this show again, visit WUGA.org for a podcast. For questions or comments, visit our Facebook page. This show does not reflect the views of the station. Athens News Matters is a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia. I'm Alexia Ridley.